It's lovely, yeah. We've always had a nice time here. It takes me a little while to remember where it is, but it's very close to France. I'm now very much aware.
Yeah.
But what I am also aware of is the fact that you are still on English time here, because our guitarist told me very unfairly that it was an hour ahead. So I was waiting in the reception for an hour for the rest of the band to arrive, but it was fine. Because I watched football, I watched England pretty much sort of pretty humiliating victory against Slovakia or somebody.
Yeah. Is that their way of getting you there on time?
Maybe. But it wears off pretty quickly, you know, because you get the ruse, you know, and then you turn up an hour late. In fact, it's not an hour later, and so life goes on.
Okay, so how does Jersey Live compare to some of the other festivals you played?
It's a very nice festival in that it's not too big, you know. It feels like it's a very local festival to the people on the island, obviously, because it is. yeah, and a really nice lineup. I mean, just that Sigma there, it's a very unusual band for us to be playing with. A lot of different, you know, combinations of dance and rock and all that. It seems like a nice mixture.
Will we be hearing some of the new stuff on the stage?
Yeah, we're in the process of finishing a new album, so a few new songs. Not too many, you know, not going to bore everyone to death with our new jazz funk direction. But
the old song's still important, an important part of the set then. Do you still enjoy playing them?
Yeah, they very much are, yeah. And the last 5 or 6 years, we've been playing all sorts of incredible. I mean, this year we've been playing folk festivals, death metal festivals, sounds like next door. And a lot of different people like what we do, you know, and primarily it's because of those hits. And so when the audience are enjoying it, obviously you are too.